Implementation plan. The headings are action, short term 2018, medium term 2019 to 2020, and long term 2021 to 2022. Action, planning your journey. Improve the accessibility of the TransLink website, including expanding the use of Auslan. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Consider artificial intelligence applications in the provision of journey planner information. Medium, 2019 to 20. Produce videos to include on the TransLink website, which provide simple demonstrations on how to use various aspects of the passenger transport network. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Publicise information on the TransLink website and My TransLink app about accessibility features of bus stations, park and rides, train stations and ferry terminals. Medium, 2019 to 20. Involve customers with disability in user testing phases of My TransLink app updates to ensure information is accessible. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Provide customers with disability a number of options in the way they are able to seek information and provide feedback about passenger transport services. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Develop and communicate education material on how to use the My TransLink app. Medium, 2019 to 20. Provide ongoing updates on significant changes to the passenger transport network to disability advocacy groups to enable them to inform their clients. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Host orientation days for people with disability at selected new passenger transport infrastructure. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Action, boarding passenger transport. Promote available resources and initiatives that assist people with disability and people with reduced mobility to board at bus stops and stations with lead stop arrangements. Medium, 2019 to 20. Work with delivery partners to investigate ways to provide real-time information at key passenger transport interchanges. Medium, 2019 to 20. Provide funding through the Passenger Transport Infrastructure Investment Program to upgrade existing and provide new accessible passenger transport infrastructure across Queensland. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20, long, 2021 to 22. Investigate options to improve the provision of information regarding temporary disruptions to passenger transport services and infrastructure. For example, planned and unplanned service changes or lift closures. Medium, 2019 to 20. Investigate and implement technology to enable visual text information to also be provided as audio information at suitable bus stations where there are real-time information displays. Short, 2018, medium, 2019 to 20. Liaise with the bus industry on the customer benefits of enhancing the visibility of route information on buses, such as including using highly illuminated upper and lowercase text and displaying route numbers on the front, side and rear of buses as relevant. Medium, 2019 to 20. Implement disability awareness training for our passenger transport frontline staff, customer liaison officers, busway safety officers and senior network officers to ensure provision of high-quality customer service. SHORT 2018. Provide co-contribution funding grants to local government through the Passenger Transport Accessible Infrastructure Programme to assist with upgrading passenger transport infrastructure to meet the requirements of the transport standards. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Implement bus stop blade sign braille numbers at various bus stops in the network. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20. Action: Travelling on passenger transport. Provide information to industry organisations and operators to enhance their knowledge and understanding of safe transportation of people with disability and people with reduced mobility. Medium 2019-20. Produce guidance material outlining how passengers using wheelchairs and mobility scooters can adopt safe travel practices when travelling on passenger transport. SHORT 2018. Investigate options for the provision of information on board buses to enable passengers to identify when they need to disembark. Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Investigate initiatives which encourage passenger behaviour that creates a safe and inclusive environment for people with disability when using passenger transport, such as informing all customers about the correct use of allocated space and priority seating on passenger transport conveyances. Medium 2019-20. Work with key stakeholders to develop a guide to inform industry about the concerns of people with vision impairment in relation to the use of wraparound advertising on the outside of conveyances and how this limits their visibility and their ability to identify when they are approaching their stop. SHORT term, 2018. Provide the taxi subsidy scheme to assist eligible people with disability with the cost of accessible transport options. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Provide passenger transport concessions for people with disability in accordance with the concessions framework. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Consult with disability stakeholder groups in relation to the next generation ticketing system. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20. Increase operator knowledge and awareness of people with disability travelling on passenger transport services with an approved assistance animal. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20. Monitor advances in the development of restraint systems for use by people travelling in mobility devices on buses and explore opportunities to share these learnings with stakeholder groups. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Develop, implement and monitor the effectiveness of driver training requirements in the personalised transport industry. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Action: Working together. Conduct targeted consultation with relevant stakeholders about passenger transport accessibility during the design phase and throughout the implementation of significant projects. SHORT 2018, Medium 2019-20, Long 2021-22. Update the Public Transport Infrastructure Manual to reflect best practice accessibility and wayfinding design principles and promote the manual to departmental contractors and staff. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20. Work with our delivery partners to improve the accessibility of ferries and ferry terminals. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Work with Queensland Government agencies, other jurisdictions and the Commonwealth Government to resolve and support the transition of taxi and specialist school transport supports to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20. Consider the expansion of the taxi subsidy scheme to include the provision of services by other personalised transport operators. Long, 2021-22. Consult with government, industry and disability stakeholder groups on issues relating to improving the accessibility of the Queensland passenger transport network for people with disability and people with reduced mobility through the TMR Accessibility Reference Group. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Work with other jurisdictions on Commonwealth-led initiatives, such as the modernisation of the Disability Standards for Accessible Public Transport 2002. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Work with our delivery partner, Queensland Rail, to improve the accessibility of train stations and trains. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Continue to develop an understanding and insight into the needs of people with disability and their carers using the passenger transport network through customer insight projects. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Establish an accessible transport networks team which reports directly to the Director General, Department of Transport and Main Roads. Short, 2018. Monitor the sustainability of the accessible taxi fleet after the recent reform of the personalised transport industry. Short, 2018, medium, 2019-20, long, 2021-22. Implement relevant recommendations from the New Generation Rolling Stock Train Commission of Inquiry, final report, and work with other Queensland Government agencies where required, with implementation timeframes as short, 2018, medium, 2019-2020, and long, 2021-2022.